For many women about to be released from jail, the prospect of life on the outside can be daunting, and a large number end up back behind bars. It's a sad fact that 70% of the total national prison population has been in jail before. In Darwin, a program for women prisoners is trying to change that by continuing to the support provided on the inside, on the outside as well. And it's an approach that's showing results, as Rosa Ellen reports.
Okay, we're making gingerbread men.
It is.
Gingerbread women, sorry, for our confidence.
At a community house in Darwin, 20 women are rolling out gingerbread, but it's more than a baking session. Debbie was released from the Darwin Correctional Centre in September, her second stint in 2 years. Twice a week, workers from the YWCA program Women of Worth visit the prison to run workshops on social skills, parenting, work and personal development. The classes continue on the outside, and Debbie says it's a huge support.
Very hard for us, you know, because, I mean, we have to rebuild ourselves pretty much, you know. But, just meeting other people and seeing how far they come sort of gives you more confidence in how far you're going to achieve and set your goals, you know.
Anika Freeling helps run the Women of Worth program. She says the low rates of recidivism for women in the voluntary program prove the model of self-esteem building and practical life skills is working. According to data from the NT government, since it began in 2015, fewer than 20% of those in the program returned to prison, compared to 66% for unsupported ex-prisoners.
Normally women are very nervous to leave prison. They're worried about what is going to happen outside. They're also worried if they're going to be able to stick to their commitments, abstain from drugs and alcohol, for example. They might also be really worried about how they are going to be able to say no to things and be more assertive.
Anika Freeling says the challenges run even deeper for the overwhelmingly Aboriginal female prison population. Many are on remand in custody waiting to be sentenced.
There's not much support out there for women on remand. Most women, by the time they're sentenced, because it takes a while until sentencing, are released. So they spend their time in prison on remand and do not receive much support whilst they're there. So Women of Worth is one of the few programs, and not the only program, but one of the few programs that provide support for women on remand.
30-year-old Vanessa served 3 months in prison this year. It was her first time and came after an abusive and violent relationship.
And then you just come out to the prison, the Women of Worth, just come out there. It's very important to be positive, you know. You gotta be positive as well. Can't be negative about everything. I think positive, I'm going to get my kids back and do all the programs and everything I can. That's my priority, is to get my kids back.
Vanessa says the Women of Worth program taught her that self-belief and being positive are essential tools for making it through imprisonment.
When you don't look at a calendar, when you're looking at the calendar every day, it's like going real slow, you know? But yeah, it went pretty quick. I was really stressed out and depressed in there, you know, for my kids. I couldn't see my kids. And
Vanessa says getting custody of her children, finding housing and getting work are goals that she won't let go of. For Debbie, who's now in rehab, the affirmation and advice provided by the program and its participants have made a big difference.
Staying clean, accommodation, it's housing. That's if you walk out of jail with nothing, you're pretty much going back to the same life that you left the jail, before you went to the jail, you know. So you go back to your same old traits, what you're doing before you got put into jail. So if you haven't got accommodation or the help out there, you're buggered.
That's former prisoner Debbie in Darwin, ending that report by Rosa Ellen.